Chapter 14 Garden Hearts Celebration. Flower petals fell from the sky in a rainbow of colors. They fluttered onto the ponies, sticking to their manes and covering the shimmering crystal ground in a soft, fragrant carpet. Olivine Jewel could hardly believe that she was sitting on the royal floral float with baby Flurryheart, right between Princess Cadence and Prince Shining Armor, as Grand Marshal of the Garden Hearts Celebration Parade. The crystal heart shone brightly on a platform below them, surrounded by hundreds of blue and white flowers. It felt like a dream. "Princess Cadence?" Olivine asked, throwing a hoof full of fresh petals onto the crowd below. She could see her mother, Lilac Quartz, standing next to a very grumpy Sweetleaf and Rosewater. "Happy spring, mares and gentle colts!" Princess Cadence waved her hoof at the ponies. "Yes, Olive?" "Why did you choose me to be Grand Marshal, after everything I did?" Princess Cadence laughed. "You're the pony who reminds me of spring."
"I am?"
Olivine scrunched up her muzzle. "Why?"
"Because no matter how cold the winter, or how big our mistakes may be, there is always time to start fresh again."
Cadence grinned and gave Olive a nudge. "Don't you agree?" For the first time ever, Olivine did. Her crystal heart had finally bloomed, right along with the flowers. And after watching Olivine grow, Cadence was brimming with light and love. Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Princess Cadence and the Spring Hearts Garden, My Little Pony, The Princess Collection, Book 3, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it. Or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at belinda.com. Or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters onto our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.